Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. My name is Doug Wortham, and I have the distinct pleasure of hosting today's show. Today, we're going to have a discussion with the Minneapolis VA healthcare system about whole health. Then we'll hear about Month of the Military Child. And lastly, we'll check in with the Command Senior Enlisted Leader. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Sean Menke.
Purple is a color that symbolizes all branches of our military. Nationwide, more than 2 million children have a parent serving in the armed forces. As a tribute to the children of our brave men and women who serve, people across the nation wear purple every year on Purple Up Day. In Minnesota, 22,000 men and women are currently serving in the military. Our military-connected children bravely face the uncertainty of their parents' safety when we are away, as well as the challenge of reintegration when they return. It's important for these military-connected youth to know their nation and community stands by to support them. This April, please join us in Purple Up to support our military kids. For more information on Purple Up Day and other military-connected youth events, please visit the Minnesota National Guard Youth Programs page on Facebook.
Thank you, General Menke. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining us from the Minneapolis VA healthcare system is Chief Wellness Officer and Director of Whole Health, Dr. Kelly Petska. Dr. Petska received her master's and PhD in psychology from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. She's trained and worked within the VA healthcare system since 2005 and joined the Minneapolis VA healthcare system in 2007. Dr. Petska, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Doug, and thank you for having me today.
Well, it's great to have you here in the studio and talk about whole health. But before we do that, let's just get to know you a little bit. Tell us about what brought you to the VA healthcare system after graduating from the University of Nebraska and getting that PhD in psychology.
Well, I will tell you, before I graduated, I was already in the VA system doing my internship. So I was trained at the Phoenix VA, and then I came to Minneapolis for postdoctoral training. And I had all intentions of leaving this cold, cold state, but here I am 17 years later, still loving the work with veterans and still loving Minnesota. So
17 years,
yes.
And you left Phoenix for this.
I know.
It's something that happens to people when they come to Minnesota, isn't it?
It is.
I think it's something about that the healthcare system that we have in Minneapolis. I mean, I'm sure that it's not bragging on your end, but we know that the Minneapolis VA healthcare system and our St. Cloud VA healthcare system, rank among the best in the nation, and it just speaks volume to the people that they have working there.
I completely agree.
And so you come and you don't want to leave. So that's great.
Exactly.
And next thing you know, you're on Minnesota Military Radio and you're going to talk to us about this very important topic. So let's get right into it.
Okay.
So you've been with the VA system for a long time. What is whole health? And like, really, why does it matter?
All right. So what I want people to come away with today is really thinking about whole health as not just services, but really an approach to care. And so the idea behind whole health is really thinking about what matters to the veteran, what matters to you, what do you value, and why is your healthcare important to you? And really, veteran-centric care is what drives the treatment.
So are you talking about, asking the simple questions like, hey, Doug, is your family important to you? Why, certainly, doctor, it's very important. Well, then you might want to think about not eating so much cheese so you can lower your cholesterol. Is that what you're talking about?
In a way, yes, right? Because we all have healthcare goals. We all have things that we want to accomplish. We also know that we get recommendations to do stuff that are recommended from our physicians, and we don't always do them. And why is that? What is getting in the way? And so really what this approach is about is, why do you want your health? And so if you say to me, I want my health because I want to be able to walk my grandkids down the aisle, or I want to be able to, spend my retirement traveling, okay, what are the steps that we need to take, and how can we help you to make sure that you reach that goal?
And so do I sit down with you and we kind of talk through some of these personal goals or reasons, that whole system, what matters to me? And then is there like a plan that's developed from there to to help me to keep on track or to achieve those goals? Or is that just kind of like the motivation to, you know, kind of put kick me in the pants, so to speak?
I would say the answer to that is both.
Okay.
Right? We do have two routes. We have a map. So that's really about your mission, your aspiration, your personal plan. And then we have a personal health inventory. So those are tools that we utilize to help get you to identify what is important to you.
Okay. And I think that one of the key things here is I'm reading through some of the information is the question is what matters to you and not what is the matter with you. So talk a little bit about that and that distinction, because I think there's probably a different mindset than that comes in when the types of questions are being asked.
Definitely. And really what we're trying to do is to change the way that we approach healthcare. And this is not unique to the VA. This is a larger systemic trend as well in healthcare in general. The VA is just really fortunate that we have the resources to be able to utilize this and to implement it. And so in healthcare, we tend to think about you go to your physician, you go to your provider, you go to your clinic when something is wrong. And so what we really want to think about is not what's the matter with you, but what is important to you. And so we really want to think about the veteran and their families as a whole system. So not just what are your symptoms, what is your disease, but all of these various aspects.
And is that how you then get to apply your psychology background and training then, right? Because there's some psychology that goes along with this, right?
For sure. But I also think this is not just for psychology, right? We want everybody in our healthcare system. We want all of our providers, every single person that a veteran might encounter to be coming at care from this approach. So regardless of where you're going, that this is the way that we think about providing care.
All right. So it's a pretty big topic. And I think it's important to understand what's important to the patient, the veteran in this case. What are some of the specific services, though? You kind of mentioned, you know, like, you know, when you are talking about maybe like dieting or food training or whatever, what other things can be brought into this whole health process?
The whole health realm. Yeah. Okay. So can I first explain a little bit? We have what we call the circle of health.
Yeah.
And if you can envision you as the veteran right in the center of that, and then we have these components around that, and those components are things like moving your body. There are things like food and nutrition, your surrounding environment, your personal and work goals, things like food and drink and recharge. So all of those pieces are around you, and all of those things are factors that impact you. And then the circle beyond that is your actual treatment, your okay. Whether that is conventional treatment, medical tests, medicine, or complementary services, which is part of what our what falls under the whole health umbrella. And so those specific services are things – in Minneapolis, we have things like Tai Chi, Qigong. We have yoga. We have meditation. Those are some of the pieces that acupuncture, right, that we offer to be able to address – those circles. We have one-on-one coaching. So if you say, I really want to focus on eating less cheese, then you can certainly work with a coach one-on-one to do that. So the idea is how do you take charge of your life and your health care?
So you're really bringing the veteran into the plan. You know, let's start at the base, at the center, as you mentioned, talk about the things that are important. So let's start talking about these surrounding circles, things that you want to do with your life, things that are important to you. And then, okay, now that we've established that, let's talk about the services that we might be able to offer to help you to achieve those personal goals that you have.
Exactly.
Well, that's a great approach too, right? Rather than starting from the outside working in, which probably doesn't have a great success factor then either, does it?
Yes. I will tell you, I've had veterans get referred to me that say, prior to my role at Whole Health, but in my role as a psychologist, they get referred and the referral is quit smoking. But when I ask the veteran, they have no desire to quit smoking.
Yeah.
So that's not all that helpful, right? It's not veteran driven. So until it's veteran driven, and I work with that veteran, and eventually the veteran said, you know what, I do want to quit smoking. And we were able, we had that relationship, we had that trust, we had worked on other things, And then they were able to work on that smoking aspect.
Well, this is a great spot to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the program as a whole and hear about other things that you're working on and things that are coming up. We're speaking with Dr. Kelly Petska from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Doug Wortham. In the last segment, we were talking with Dr. Kelly Petska. Dr. Petska joins us again for this segment, and we want to keep talking about the VA healthcare system and kind of this whole health approach. And, you know, when we were talking in the last segment, you're mentioning of the circle and starting with the veteran, understanding, identifying the things that matter to them, and then bringing in these peripherals, these other services that might be available. Is there a concern about cost or anything like that for an eligible veteran who gets care out there?
Well, that, I will tell you, is one of the reasons why I work at the VA, because I love working with veterans and because I get to do what I and the veteran decide together is going to be beneficial for the veteran. So we don't have the constraints of authorization of the number of sessions or those types of aspects that you might run into in the private sector. So we are able to offer these complementary services to veterans, and we do not have the constraints of getting prior authorization to do so.
Yeah, so the initial eligibility requirement, obviously, to receive care. But then after that, I mean, it's kind of like the doors are open. And yes, services are available, and it's just a matter of identifying what's needed through your primary care.
No. Okay, tell me more. That's another perk of our program. This program is a direct referral, so you don't have to go through your primary care. You certainly can if you want to, or if you want to talk with your primary care provider to see, what do you think about me doing X, Y, and Z treatment? But they don't have to. So veterans can call us directly and say, hey, I heard on the radio that you guys offer yoga, or you offer meditation, or you offer whole health coaching. And that's something that I think I'd be interested in. We would say, okay, we'll get you set up for that.
Wow. And in a way to bring awareness to whole health is that April is Whole Health Month.
Yes.
So what do you have planned for Whole Health Month at the Minneapolis VA healthcare system?
Well, we have several things planned, but I just really want to stress that these are things that we are really highlighting that we offer all of the time. So we are highlighting things that we normally do. We have several mindfulness opportunities that we offer for veterans and for staff. We have yoga that we offer regularly for veterans and for staff. We have Tai Chi. For this particular week, we are focusing on next week, even though it is all month. But we have some events planned every single day, and many of which, like I said, are offered all of the time.
And do your staff participate in some of these things as well?
Yes. And the cool part of Whole Health is that we also have an employee whole health coordinator. So we have dedicated staff that are also working to make sure that these services are being integrated into our teams so that our employees are utilizing them, because we know that when employees utilize them, they're much more likely to be in a better place to treat our veterans and give our veterans the best patient care available.
Especially if, you know, let's just say, for example, yoga, right? I don't know if I really want to do that. You know, it might be beneficial to me, but if you are doing it and you can provide that personal account of, hey, here's what it's done for me, it probably can do the same for you if you put some time into it. Don't worry, you'll be sore after the first time, that everybody is, but you'll work out the kinks.
Exactly, exactly. And I think, you know, probably our other main referral source is other veterans. When veterans are telling veterans, hey, did you know you could do X, Y, and Z, or that this service is available, or, yeah, I kind of poo-pooed that yoga, but I tried it and my back felt so much better, or I moved easier, or whatever the benefits that they were able to experience, when they share that with other veterans, that's very powerful.
Yeah, and yoga is difficult. I remember being extremely sore for a long time. It was harder than an actual workout the first time I did it. So, but we're not here to talk about me. What we're here to do is talk about the Minneapolis VA healthcare system. And so how do you, like, expand this so that veterans can take advantage of it? I mean, how are you doing the awareness month, but how else are veterans finding out about this to know that this is such a great service and it should start with them so a plan can be developed that supports their goals and their needs?
Well, I think we've done coming up here in May, we're going to have our second annual Women's Whole Health Retreat. Our first whole health retreat for women was incredibly successful. Those women said, wow, I didn't know these services existed. We were able to share resources. They connected with other women. They were calling their friends and saying, this is so great. And we really utilized the feedback that they gave us to think about how we market, how we're getting this information out there. They had really wonderful ideas about social media and different ways that we can promote things within the VA system, but also in the social media realm.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that communication aspect of it is so important. Because there are just so many different things. You know, Melanie, when I spoke with her last time on the radio, who's the PAO for the VA healthcare system, you know, we talk about stuff plastered all over the VA, you know, sharing what's going on. But if someone doesn't come in the VA because they're receiving care through the virtual side of things, you know, get them to the website and look there, because there's always something going on, some type of an activity or whatever, but the ability to discover then other services that might be available, extremely important.
Yes. I think we also have been able to work with community partners. And so those community partners are also spreading the word, being able to get our information up and available elsewhere, not just in the VA system, and really working with our employees so that, you know, we have the ability to send secure message, so we can send QR codes and links and all sorts of things to our veterans that may not be coming into the facility and seeing all the beautiful things that Melanie helps create for us.
And I wonder if, you know, you're talking about the lack of a constraint, right, from insurance, right? If someone's eligible to receive care at the Minneapolis VA healthcare system, that must really help you and your team to bring in new things to try, because, you know, that's what you want to do. You want to meet the veteran where they're at. And I don't know, would you be interested in bringing in like goat yoga or something like that? I mean, is that something that might be a possibility?
Well, I'll tell you, we've got therapy dogs coming in, and they're one of the most popular things for our veterans and our staff. So never say never. But so much of our programming is really just like this model. It is really veteran driven. We have a collaboration with our chaplaincy department, and we just created a spirit and soul group that's been really powerful. And I think those are just opportunities for letting the masses drive the things that we can do. And that's what I love about working in the VA, that I can do what the veteran is saying that they're going to find helpful.
Yeah. So if you want to give a message to a veteran listening today to the radio show, and maybe they have some concerns about their own personal health, or they've got some personal goals and they just don't know where to go or what to do or how to start, what kind of message do you give to that person as it relates to the things that you can provide?
I think my main message is to just give us a call. This can feel really overwhelming to think about, wow, how I don't even know what Qigong is. Well, I don't know if I need that or not, or if it would be helpful. And you don't have to know that. But giving our number a call and letting us help guide you through the process and seeing first, what is it that you even want to focus on? What of those areas are really important to you? And then we'll give you the menu of things that can address that. And then you can decide, like, wow, that was really great. That was more fun than I thought it was going to be. I'm going to try something else and keep jumping around and trying all the different things. So they are there for you. And one of the things that is really hard for me is when veterans say, well, I don't know if I should, because I don't want to take a spot from another veteran. And I always say, please don't think that way. Please think about this as you are helping other veterans when you come in and you get these services, and then you tell other veterans how great they are, and then it introduces them to another service. And I think that's the beauty of the community and the bond that veterans really have.
Yeah, that's such a great point. You know, if you're not using it, then it just goes away. So utilize it. Get the care that you need, because, you know, from the veteran standpoint, they've earned it. and they should utilize it, especially if you're going through the effort to put these programs together and make it available.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, Dr. Petska, I apologize, but we're at the end of time for this segment. It's been just a joy to have you into the studio today. I really appreciate you spending some time with us.
Thank you. And if any veterans have any questions or want to get involved, they can call us at 612-725-8194.
That's Dr. Kelly Petska from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. This is Minnesota Military.
Welcome back
Radio.
To Minnesota Military Radio.
Right back. In a moment, we're going to hear about Month of the Military Child. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Brad Lindsay.
In April, Minnesotans across the state celebrate Month of the Military Child. This important month emphasizes the role military children play while a parent or important adult is serving. Children of service members sacrifice a great deal when their parent is deployed, and they are rarely recognized for that sacrifice. A deployment can be emotionally challenging for the entire family, and it can be especially confusing and stressful for children. Some move frequently, worry about a loved one in harm's way, or just feel the stress of being separated from a parent for extended periods of time. All of these issues can make normal childhood activities more difficult. This month, veterans and service members can sign up for a letter of gratitude for their children from Governor Tim Walz. Letters can be requested by visiting minnesotaveteran.org/militarychild.
Thank you, Commissioner Lindsay. For more information, please go to minnesotamilitaryradio.com. Joining us to share some information about Month of the Military Child is Joy Ludeman. Joy is the new Minnesota National Guard Child and Youth Coordinator. Joy, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. You're in the studio, and I got to get some business out of the way. I understand that you started in Michigan, you went to Ohio for 17 years, you taught in Ohio for 17 years, and then you find your way to Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm as Midwestern as they come.
Why? What brought you to Minnesota? Yeah.
So my two favorite people in the world, my niece and nephew.
Really? Okay. Yeah. And now, is there a military tie too, or what's the story there?
Oh, there certainly is. And that's actually how I got this job, was my brother-in-law is Captain Andrew Moss in the Minnesota National Guard. And I came here to be with my niece and nephew. I thought I was going to go right back into teaching. And this job opportunity came about. I went to the interview, met Laura Gronewig, who okay. is the lead coordinator for our program. And immediately it just felt like the right fit. So that's kind of how, who knew? I'm still learning all the lingo. Okay. Yeah. I'm still learning all the lingo, but I definitely have a heart for these kids. And it's been really great to kind of see it through my niece and nephew's eyes as well.
And so you've been in position for about a year now.
Correct.
And you've already mentioned Laura. And I found out today that Laura is going to be, after 15 years as the lead coordinator, is going to be moving on to another opportunity.
She is. She's going to be working with the USO. And I'm very happy for her, but also very sad.
Yeah.
And so it's my goal kind of in this next year to make sure that the program remains as robust as it is. And that we're still taking care of our military kids. And that's part of this month, is making sure that that, you know, happens and that we don't lose any step, because she is a vital part and has been for 15 years. But yeah. We're going to truck on and, you know, try not to cry.
That's what we do, right? We move on. Well, let's talk about the Minnesota National Guard Child and Youth Program. I mean, let's just kind of get the overview. How do you support those military kids?
Yeah. You know, our main goal is to focus on them, right? All of our youth at this point in the United States need us. And our goal is specifically to help them by, whether they're going through a deployment before, during, after, giving them resources. A lot of our events throughout the year, I'm trying to give them core memories, so that way when they are together, they can kind of build those memories and have times together as a family. But also just working on their resilience, realizing that this is a community that has different needs and some different experiences than their peers, and trying to make sure that we're there for them.
Now, we'll talk about the Purple Up event in just a little bit, but are most of the activities or things that you set up for the child and the family members at the same time? Are they mostly just for the kids separate so they can interact with other kids who also have a parent who's serving? What does that makeup look like?
Yeah, so there's a combo. For our younger population, we definitely try to do family events. So the parent is coming and we will provide, if we can, the support for the monetary support for the children to be able to come, cutting those costs. Mm-hmm. And so that way the whole entire family can enjoy their time together and make those memories. Some of those include like overnights, family overnights, family day camps. So, I mean, we're talking these awesome events where people can grow together, like zip lining. We do some at the aquarium where they get to spend the night sleeping under the fish. It was so cool. I took my niece to it. It was amazing. So we're trying to create those opportunities and make it a little bit easier for those people. We do all the background work. So you're not trying to create an event. We have a date. We have it all taken care of. You show up. And that way people are more likely to be able to do this, these things with their families. Now for the older group, we have more events throughout the year. We just finished our teen leadership forum. We had 40 teens come to that. And we're always, like I said, focusing on some sort of resiliency and some sort of growth opportunity for them, but also making it a ton of fun. You know, like we're going to do it through the best ways that we can. And my nephew went with me this last time. And the best thing is that everybody can relate to each other. All these kids, it's not like they're coming from all over Minnesota, but they all share something. And that's the fact that they have a parent in the military. So they know what that's like.
That teen leadership forum that you do, I had the pleasure several years ago when I was still serving to actually instruct during an evening set of time frame with those kids, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, a lot of energy in that room, and you can just see the kids interacting together and just feeding off of each other.
And you know, I kind of feed off of that as well, because as a past educator, I miss those times, you know. And it's so fun to have those high energy events and see them to come together, which leads me to, we have a teen summit coming up, which is our other one, and it is June 12th through the 14th for 13 through 18 year olds. And if anybody wants to check that out, actually anything that I talk about today, they should check out our Facebook page. And we just started an Instagram, so it's not quite as robust, but it's MN National Guard Youth Programs. They can check us out there. But this is going to be an awesome opportunity. And another opportunity for them is our teen panel, where up to 12 youth, they have to be in high school. And applications for that will be coming out soon. Once again, watch our Facebook page. Where they can take part in planning the summit. So it's a really awesome, it's a leadership opportunity that's not just saying it's leadership, they really take the leadership of the event and get to plan it out throughout the year.
So we have just a couple of minutes left here, and I want to make sure we do get an opportunity to talk about Purple Up. So one of the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon companies, the Mall of America, is hosting Purple Up. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's a celebration of our military kids. It's a great day. I've actually been an attendee in the past, and now I will be there hosting, but we are going to have caricature artists. We're going to have airbrush tattoos. We're going to have a DJ just like we have in the past. It's kind of been nice that you guys have kind of seen it in the past. I will say that the open house is available for any military branch, past, present, their kids. We want to see them there. You know, we just want to celebrate them. Now, there are a few opportunities where if you signed up, we also have some Nickelodeon wristbands and Build-A-Bear opportunities. And most of those are all signed up for, but we're looking to do it again next year. So keep your eyes open for that. And like I said, we want to support our kids. We want to celebrate them.
So for the Purple Up event, there is a kind of a general attendee opportunity, but for some of those specific events like the Build-A-Bear or whatever, you would have had already signed up to get on the list to go to do that.
Correct. But like I said, we're getting more and more each year, and I'm trying to use that idea of how many people want to do it to impact what we do next year and in the future, and we want to keep it growing. And the more people that we can celebrate and the more we can let the word out about how great our kids are, then we're going to try to do that. So
And what a great partner to have with the Mall of America to host it and then to provide these opportunities like Nickelodeon, you know, the wristbands to get in the Nickelodeon's at Universe, right?
Yeah, Nickelodeon and, Universe.
And just have some fun, too.
Yeah. You know, it's a party. It's
well, not that kind of party, but a party.
Yeah, you know, it's like they said in that thing previous to this, they're not very often recognized.
Yeah.
And that's our goal.
Well, and that's the great thing is we do want to recognize that because the kids, they make a sacrifice just as the family does. You know, the service member, we always say we've got the easy part. It's the families and the kids we leave behind that have the hard part. So we'll come back in a little bit here. We'll talk a little bit more about other events that you do that you can provide. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Doug Wortham, and in the studio with me is Joy Ludeman. And Joy is the Minnesota National Guard Child and Youth Coordinator. Joy, when we left the last segment, you were talking about Purple Up and the great event out at the Mall of America. Besides Purple Up, what other events do you all do? You mentioned some like the teen stuff, the leadership stuff, but what other events do you host and provide?
So specifically for the month of the military child, we have a photo contest with prizes. We have an art contest, and both of those are separated by ages. So different ages, any, you know, 0 to 4, 5 to 8. So it's really separated into some good chunks that they can be with their peers. And the prizes are pretty good. So check those out. And we'll have flyers for those at Purple Up if you're interested in those more.
Other information at your Facebook page too, though?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I tell everybody the Facebook page is the number one place for information. You're going to get the information before it's sent out through the distro or anything. So check that out pretty regularly. And then we do have the opportunity for the letter from the governor. And I just think that's so cool to let the kids know that it's not just us who are recognizing them.
Yeah, and it's great to have that kind of support, especially from the leadership, not only inside the Minnesota National Guard, but obviously our elected officials as well. So let's shift gears just a little bit here. And, you know, we know that kids are important. We want to celebrate kids, the sacrifices, the families, the sacrifices they make. But when you think about kind of the community as a whole, our schools, work, right? Mm-hmm. Or other community efforts. What kinds of things would you call for them to do as it relates to supporting those kids or those military youth?
Yeah, I think, you know, awareness is the number one thing. And we have a whole month celebrating our military kids. And honestly, until I took this job, I didn't know that that was a thing. And so it's kind of our mission to get that out. And everyone can help. There's so many different ways. One way is for this month, wear purple. You know, that just is an easy way to show if you wear purple 3 days in a row, people might notice.
Yeah, right.
And you can let them know why.
Now, could it be that you're just a big Vikings fan or?
I am not. Remember, I'm not from here. No, yeah. Yeah, it definitely could be. Oh. And that's a good point. I never thought about that. Look at you.
Well, yeah, I'm just giving you ideas, right?
You are. You know, but if you wear a Vikings jersey, maybe you can like get both.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Just ride the rail there.
All right. Anyways, so you can wear purple. You can talk to your schools and connect them with us. We actually have a whole toolkit for our schools that they can use, and it is good for all their students, not just their military connected, but we have lesson plans done for them and pulls in some of that resiliency, educational tools and things like that. You can do a bulletin board. Invite a military parent to read at a school, but everyone can share on social media. We're putting all this stuff out, you know, and most of our people are Minnesota National Guard. We want to get this out to everybody. So share it with your friends. And then finally, I think one of the best ways is to check on your military connected youth. Check on them, talk to them, whether it's during a deployment or not. It's always important to just let them know you're there, that you're aware that they do make sacrifices, even if they're not aware. And to be there for them.
You bring up a good point. I did want to ask that question is, I mean, obviously you are working for the Minnesota National Guard as that child and youth coordinator. But you mentioned that share it beyond the Minnesota National Guard. So mm-hmm. we have other service members in this state. And so those kids, those families, they're eligible to participate in all of these things as well.
Yeah, most of them, we try to open it up to as many people as we can. And a lot of times it's based on how many spots we have open. But, I guess that's kind of my hope for the future, is let's collaborate with some of these other programs and really be able to celebrate really well.
Yeah, let's celebrate all military kids.
Yes.
Joy, it's been a pleasure to have you in the studio. Thanks so much for joining us
on Minnesota Military Radio.
That is Joy Ludeman, who is the Minnesota National Guard Child and Youth Coordinator. Joining me now is the Minnesota National Guard Command Senior Enlisted Leader, Command Chief Master Sergeant Lisa Erickson. Chief, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Well, thanks, Doug. Happy to be here today.
Wonderful to have you on the radio today. And as I was looking through and preparing for today's show, I was just doing a quick little review of your biography. And I don't know if this is dating you or not, but do you know about 36 years ago you were leaving for your basic military training at Lackland Air Force Base?
I was so scared, this little red-haired Finnish girl from Little Esko, Minnesota, getting on my airplane for the first time ever, going off to be with Mother Air Force. And wow, 36 years, look at that. Who'd have thunk that back then?
Well, you know, that's such an interesting thing, right? So April of 88, you're on that plane. As you said, the first time you're taking an airplane, going somewhere, and you're going off to your basic training. At that time, I am imagining that you were just hoping to get through that initial contract, and who would have thought that 36 years later you'd be the command senior enlisted leader?
Never would have thought it. Never would have thought it. But, man, I've had a great career and had some great friends and help along the way. So it's been good, but I still got some time left. So I still got time on the clock, as they say.
Yeah,
so,
well, I'm glad, because I like to have you come on the radio so I can give you a hard time. And you know, one of the interesting things about the accomplishments that you've made is, whether you think so or not, you are a role model to other service members. But also, more importantly, I think a role model to our military kids and kids in general. And it just so happens that one of the guests we had on today was talking about Month of the Military Child. And so I thought I would just mention to you that it is Month of the Military Child. We got the Purple Up event coming, and I'd like to just kind of get your thoughts about our youth of our service members.
Oh, absolutely. Since, you know, I've raised three children while I've served. Two of them were born in Okinawa while I was active duty, and then one when I was in the Guard. We adopted one while I was in the Guard. But I will tell you, all three of my children have had to suffer along the way during my absences and just get used to Mom always being gone. And it's really, really nice to have a month that we can celebrate what they bring to our families, and that we can celebrate they, too, are a part of our service. Whether they volunteered or not, they're a part of our service. I am blessed to have one of my children who has decided to make that commitment as well, and he has two children, and they celebrate with all of these Month of the Military Child events. You know, they come to the Mall of America, and they celebrate as much as they can as well. So it's great, and it continues through the generations in my family.
And, you know, just a great opportunity for events like Purple Up at the Mall of America, which, as you know, is a Yellow Ribbon company. They're hosting the event, and the kids can get out there, do some great things, have some fun activities, but more importantly, just get some recognition for the sacrifices that they've had over the years, because, you know, your job is easy.
Yeah, it is, and we say that all the time. But it's good for them to see other kids their age walking and talking through the same things they are. So all of the things that we do for our military children within Minnesota National Guard, including our youth camp and our teen summits and our teen panels and all of that, it's just really, really good things that we embrace our children and give them a network where they can feel comfortable and safe to speak freely about their feelings.
Yeah, and one of the great things that Joy was telling us about is that, these events aren't just for children of Minnesota National Guard. You could have other service branches and their kids there as well, which is a great exposure for these kids.
Absolutely. Active duty, Navy, whoever's in our neighborhood, come on and enjoy the day.
So, Chief, we have just about a minute left, and I want to make sure we talk about another very important topic, and I'll tee it up for you this way. Denim Day is something that you talk about inside the Minnesota National Guard. What is it? What does it mean? Why do we do it?
So Wednesday, April 24th has been designated as the Denim Day, and personnel within the Minnesota National Guard, as your mission allows, are authorized to wear denim. And why that's important is wearing jeans on Denim Day has become an international symbol of protest against erroneous and destructive attitudes about sexual assault in recognition of this of the international event that took place. So it's just really a good time for us to take pause and show our solidarity for those that have suffered sexual assault or sexual trauma.
And it is Sexual Assault and Awareness Prevention Month. And, of course, you already mentioned Denim Day. And it's an important topic to talk about in the open and acknowledge where we have issues so we can tackle those things head right on.
And where how far we've come, yes.
Yeah, we've come a long ways as a society and even as an organization. So, hey, Chief, keep up the great work. Denim Day, thank you so much for spending time with us on Minnesota Military Radio.
Great. Thank you.
That is Command Chief Master Sergeant Lisa Erickson. We're just about out of time. I'd like to let you know that this show is for you. If you have topic suggestions, if you have show feedback, or if you're a Minnesota veteran, you'd like to share your story, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com, click on Contact Us, and send us a message. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Dr. Kelly Petzka, Joy Ludeman, Command Chief Master Sergeant Lisa Erickson, Commissioner Brad Lindsay of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey. Please join us next week when we'll have a special recording from Vets Day on the Hill. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Doug Wortham. I'd like to thank you for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I hope you have a great week and you find a way to make a positive impact on someone's life.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.